Welcome to the Harmonia Early Music Podcast. I'm Janelle Davis, and today we're headed a little later than we normally go. It's onward all the way to the 19th century with two new CDs of historically informed performances of music by Crescentini and Cherubini. Let's first hear from a 2012 Tactus release of Arietas and Cantatas for Solo Voice, published in 1810 by Girolamo Crescentini. Crescentini was a castrato singer living and composing at a time when castrato singers, who were all the rage during Handel's time, were by the end of the 18th century already becoming old-fashioned. It was also a time of major transition from the classical style to early Romanticism. Written during the height of his performing fame, you can certainly hear that new musical vogue of sentimental Romanticism in Crescentini's music included on this recording. Here's the opening of a cantata with the title Il Sogno. One of Crescentini's biggest fans was Napoleon Bonaparte, who invited the singer to his coronation. Crescentini was even appointed to be the singing teacher for Napoleon's family for several years between 1806 and 1812. Che dissi al fine, qual è la colpa mia? Dissi che io t'amo e il mio ben ti chiamai. Sembra un delitto sì nero, ah, se la morte rende un cor delinquente, chi mai non ti mirò, chi mai non ti mirò, sono innocente. The performers you're hearing are mezzo-soprano Marino Comparato and forte pianist Gianni Fabrini. Born in Perugia, the mezzo-soprano was a poli-sci major before debuting as a singer in 1997. Fabrini studied both harpsichord and vocal music and graduated in piano at the Luigi Cherubini Conservatory in Florence. And that's a perfect transition to the next recording featured on the podcast today, a 2012 Hyperion release of arias and overtures by the school's namesake, the Florentine composer Luigi Cherubini. A direct contemporary with Crescentini, Cherubini was just 10 years older than Beethoven, and the similarity of style can easily be heard in the impetuous opening of track 6 of this recording, the overture from Demophon, performed by Maria Grazia Schiavo and the period instrument orchestra Ausser Musici. Thank you. Let's hear a little now from Cherubini's Ti lascia adorato mio ben, which has classical grace and polish, all the while looking forward to the demonstrative romanticism of the 19th century. So there you have it, two CDs of historically informed performances of music that some of our listeners might not really consider quote-unquote early music. But if you embrace early music as anything performed within the realm of historical performance, then maybe these recordings will be of interest to you. At any rate, these late recordings delve into the same kinds of issues that performers of medieval and other really early music do, addressing in their performances questions of style, interpretation, and appropriate instrumentation based on historical sources. In the end, it's good to remember that all music was once new, but the question remains, when does that music get old enough to become early music? And perhaps in the end, that's a question without a definite answer. In the meantime, if either of today's recordings has caught your ear, you can find out more about them on our website, HarmoniaEarlyMusic.org. While you're there, have a look around at our archive of blogs, podcasts, and shows, and visit our online shop, where a portion of your purchase will benefit Harmonia. This has been the Harmonia Early Music Podcast. I'm Janelle Davis. Thanks for listening. Thank you.